Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pod Finder, your weekly guide to the podosphere. This week, we've got a podcast from one of the pioneers of podcasting, a Podsafe music cast from the jazz scene, and two Yanks from Japan. Now, if you're interested in any of the shows featured on the Pod Finder, just follow along on your iTunes and click on the picture of the show to go to its subscription page so you'll never miss an episode, and it'll be synced to your iPod automatically. My name's Adam Curry, kicking off the show with a new concept, the Shadowcast. Now, for 4 weeks, we're following film director Spike Lee as he's in the middle of shooting his new movie, Inside Man, starring Denzel Washington and Jodie Foster. The movie's set in New York, and our man on the scene, Human Newman, is following Spike during pre-production and actual location shoots, making ample time for Spike to grab the mic, like a true podcaster, to bring us insights into Hollywood previously unavailable through any form of traditional media. This week, Spike told us about a chance meeting with one of the actors in the film, Clive Owen, in, of all places, a men's room.
So I found that it's best to get a composite of the both. And here are just some of the people, you know, as I said before, we've assembled a great cast for this film. Mr. Denzel Washington, this is the fourth time we've worked together. We've collaborated together. The first film was Mo Better Blues. Then our epic, my opus, Malcolm X. He got Game, and now Inside Man. My first time working with Clive Owen. Chiwetel Ejiofor, great actor from Britain, also British like Clive Owen. You might have seen him in Dirty Pretty Things. William Dafoe, one of my favorite actors. Finally working together. In fact, the last time I saw William, we were at the opening night for Julius Caesar, which Denzel just completed on Broadway. He played the role of Brutus. At intermission, we were both in a urinal. We were in a men's room. In urinals side by side, and we had a short conversation. And I said, you know, we would like to work with you. He said, yeah, me too. Now, we didn't shake hands, though.
A short conversation, eh? Who knew? That's from the Inside Man podcast, available now as a four-part series in iTunes, but you have to subscribe to get them all. Podfinder.
Guiding you through the podcast landscape.
Hi, this is David Ciccone from the Dave's iPack podcast. Our podcast features everything Windows Mobile platform, so if you've got a pocket PC, a smartphone, you want to download our podcast. Adam, I know you've just purchased the brand new HTC Blue Angel, also known as the MDA3, and I'm sure this is a podcast you don't want to miss. So again, if this is something of interest of your listeners or yourself, Adam, please check us out at www.davesipack.com. That's DAVESIPAQ. And by the way, Adam, Cast Blaster rocks.
Dave's referring to Cast Blaster there, our podcast creation tool. Appreciate it, buddy. On with the Pod Finder. From the Pacific Northwest comes a veteran broadcaster turned podcaster. His name is Tim Riley. Now, Tim's interest in broadcasting goes back to the 1970s when, as a teenager, he built a pirate radio station in his bedroom in Nashua, New Hampshire. He's a longtime broadcaster who recently switched to just doing daily news and commentary that's kind of a cross between Paul Harvey and The Daily Show. He also does his own videos and posts those regularly on his website, where he also writes a daily weblog. The podcasts have a huge following in the Northwest, and the military as well from Portland, stationed all around the world, tune in regularly. It's global news with a delivery you have not heard anywhere else.
It's Friday, July 22nd, 2005. Oh, we have some breaking Michael Jackson news here for you. Apparently, now he wants to build an amusement park near Berlin, Germany, where he and his three children now allegedly live. Also rumored, Jackson's dad wants to open up a nightclub in Berlin to be close to his son, who apparently doesn't want to even go to his birthday party. Courtney Love rushed to Cedars-Sinai last night after passing out at a swanky industry gathering at Hollywood's Roosevelt Hotel. She says, I don't know what happened, actually. It was very hot, and all I had was two Diet Cokes. Well, that's all the news it's important to know for today, Friday, July 22nd, 2005. I'm Tim Riley with the City Desk Newsbeat, heard around the world at iTunes and TimRileyMedia.com. Have a great weekend.
St- sticking with Michael Jackson for a moment, this week on the Planet Japan podcast, hosts Amy and Doug issued their own moratorium on Jackson news and jokes. Instead, they tell a fascinating story of a ghost that haunts Japanese school kids throughout the land.
Have you heard this urban legend about Toire no Hanako-san?
No, I haven't. What is that about?
So, Toilet Hanako-san.
Toilet Hanako-san.
Mm-hmm. Hanako-san is this ghost, and she lives in the fourth stall of the girls' toilet in elementary schools, and really? All of the elementary schools.
She gets around.
She does.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, the legend has it that she had committed suicide after being bullied.
Oh.
And now she lives in the toilet, and she torments girls who go to the bathroom in elementary school.
So girls are afraid to go to the bathroom now?
They are, yeah, yeah. And this, I don't know how long this has been going on, but you talk to any elementary school girl and she'll tell you about
really?
Toire no
Hanako-san. Everybody knows about Hanako-san.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she's the ghost of a girl who committed suicide.
Apparently.
Because she was bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty strange.
Yeah.
I have heard that bullying in Japan is a pretty big problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that the teachers really don't do enough about it. And so it's a lot of verbal bullying. Yeah. And so they really say harsh things to the
yeah.
kids. And then they don't want to go to school. And that's one reason why so many kids aren't going to school now. They want to stay home.
And I guess there are quite a
it's
number of kids who are actually committing suicide, which is pretty shocking.
That's right. In Japan, an awful lot of kids commit suicide, which, you know, goes to show you how much stress they're under in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in school, I don't recall being bullied, but mm-hmm. I was taunted.
Right.
I believe I was taunted a few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have bullying in America, of course, but it seems to be a little more physical, maybe.
Mm.
This is really, yeah, they really say things like, oh, you should die, and mm-hmm. things like that to kids, which is really horrible. Yeah.
We had kids that used to steal lunch money.
Yeah. Extortion.
Yeah, give me your money or I'll smack
they
you around.
They do that in Japan too, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Except that usually they often extort even more than lunch money. They tell the kids they have to bring, you know, like $100 the next day.
So the kids go home and tell
yeah.
their parents that?
No, well, they're usually embarrassed. And so they just try to come up with the money somehow by stealing from their parents or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't tell their parents, they just steal the money.
Well, no, because the bulliers are
yeah.
saying, you know, don't tell anyone or we'll, you know, kill you. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a big problem.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing to hear these stories from Japan that you never hear anything about on the Western media. Now, thanks to podcasting, the news comes to us. I'm definitely subscribed to the Planet Japan podcast. This is the Podfinder, where you experience the unexpected from the podcast universe.
Previously on Squadcast.
What kind of epic recording did I miss?
Scott.
I don't think I've started a show yet without cupping it up. Do you realize that? I'm not bringing baby wipes in a travel bag to wipe my ass on the road.
Okay, hold it. I'm never going to suggest what you should do with your ass.
Brian.
I was on a lot of medication.
What has that got to do with it?
Because I don't remember what happened. Dating is just hanging out with, like, a good friend who's a female.
When I come to New York to see you guys, I'm going to be dating you. And I'm not giving it up on the first
date. Larry.
I don't live in or above an S&M shop.
I'm going to start calling you Aretha.
Why?
Because you're a bit of a diva on this show.
So she's older than you and she's living with her parents.
Because she's...
There's a winner.
Out there. Hang on, we got another call. We got to go.
What is bigger name on the other line?
Yep.
Anthony.
Who's special ed?
That'd be you.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm the insult. Got it.
Is this lunatic arguing with me?
What lunatic?
What lunatic? That's how you know he should be committed. You should tether him to something in the apartment so he doesn't wander out into the street.
Squadcast. 1-201-977-1223. Squadcast. Squadcast@gmail.com. Squadcast. Squadcast.com.
The Squadcast from New York City. Just a couple of guys who get together and podcast once a week to goof on sports, politics, dating, life in general, all while slightly pissing each other off. And of course, they also play the occasional mashup. Love that show. Here's another great podcast that appears only once a week. It's Digital Flotsam from P.W. Fenton, who produces this show from his home in Tampa, Florida. And each show has a different theme.
Hey, Hello and welcome to another edition of Digital Flotsam. I'm P.W. Fenton. When I was 26 years old, my whole life changed. I experienced some sort of spiritual epiphany that I suspect many other people have gone through. This is a story of how that came about. This is my Epiphany Edition.
You really have to listen to the entire show to do it justice. Just click on the picture in iTunes to subscribe. But right now, a clip from the Epiphany Edition as PW joins the human race through a touching story of friendship and a young man's introspection.
This was the biggest bombshell ever dropped on me in my life. I was so devastated that I don't even have a clear picture in my mind of anything that took place at that point in the conversation. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't devastated in any way that I think most guys might think. I was not reacting in any way to the issue of homosexuality. That had nothing at all to do with my dismay. I was completely and utterly ashamed. Ashamed of what kind of shallow bastard I must be that one of my best friends was afraid to tell me for 10 years that he was gay. What kind of image had I projected that could possibly have made him believe that telling the truth would risk our friendship? I was crushed. I wasn't hurt by Charlie. I was hurt by my own apparent shallowness. I will never feel as bad about myself as I did on that day.
In the early days of podcasting, which was not even a year ago, a lot of bold new programs were created, really setting the tone for the months to come. My own show, The Daily Source Code, was influenced by the rawness and complete unedited podcast known as Morning Coffee Notes. It's the podcast that pioneer Dave Weiner makes whenever he feels like it, which can be during the most inclement of weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Weiner, and today is June 15th, 2005, and I was sitting at my computer coding away, furiously solving problems, fixing bugs, creating new bugs, and whatever, and all of a sudden it starts raining outside, and there's thunder strikes, and earth-shaking thunderbolts. And at first I said, I don't have time. And then a couple more, and they're getting like huge, huge, huge thunderbolts. And I said, I have an obligation here. Here's another one coming. You ready? That one was out over the ocean. The cool thing about a thunderstorm that's out over the ocean when you have a view of the ocean is that you can tell when you're about to get a big thing happening. So this is the third thunderstorm podcast. Oh, there's another one. That one was due. Due east, I was about to say. It's really, really hot today. My internet was down. First thing this morning, I totally couldn't get on, and so I ended up going to a Starbucks, and it was too noisy, and there were flies there, and I just couldn't. Wow, and I just couldn't concentrate. I had things I needed to do, programming stuff I needed to do, and I just couldn't concentrate. So. And I picked up and I went to the public library, and they have really great Wi-Fi access there, and it's free. And I got a bunch of stuff done there. But then school let out, and the kids started coming in. And well, they're really, really cute. And they come up and talk to you. And they really like the library. I'd sort of forgotten about how much kids like libraries. But it made it really hard to concentrate. And then I was going in and out of the car, and at one point, I looked at the thermometer, it was 105 degrees, and of course, now there's another strike, and of course, it was 100% humidity, and so, all day, wow, And you can feel the house shake. You can't feel it, I don't think, but... So all day long, it's like, what's happening is it's cooking up a great thunderstorm, a really, really great thunderstorm. And so now we're reaping the benefit of it, and this makes the earlier thunderstorms look like triple strike. Here we go. Yeah, not so big. But that one went blip, blip, blip. Three different lightning bolts all happening right at the same time. And at the same spot, actually. But not the great big thunderbolt I was expecting. And of course, all the while, it's just totally pouring rain. And I got a little movie of the... there. Oh, wow! That was just... That one was really goddamn close.
Also known as his Godcast, the Thunderstorm edition of Morning Coffee Notes, which started as a written piece on Dave's weblog at scripting.com.
Putting the public back in public radio. Podfinder with Adam Curry.
Hey Adam, this is Nick Carver from the No Idle Frets Jazz Guitar Podcast. Back in March, I started a podcast, kind of an audio blog sort of thing, and one of the things I shared about was my interest, love for jazz, and in particular, jazz guitar. So in June, I thought, hey, why not start another podcast, one dedicated to the thing that I love, jazz guitar. So the No Idle Frets Jazz Guitar Podcast. On this podcast, you'll hear straight-ahead jazz like this. You'll hear old-timey acoustic jazz guitar like this. You'll hear some fusion-y stuff like this. Safe jazz guitar. So check it out. It's the No Idle Frets Jazz Guitar Podcast. That's noidlefrets.blogspot.com. Thanks, and we'll talk to you later.
You heard Nick talking about PodSafe music. That's an exciting concept where independent artists allow any podcaster to play their music on their show without paying royalties or licensing fees. It's really propelling new music into the ears of millions worldwide outside the traditional music business infrastructure. Click on the picture of the headphone head to learn more about PodSafe music and how you can participate as a listener, artist, or podcaster. And there's more cool music this week on the Podfinder, as personified by the Portland Jazz Jams podcast.
Portland Jazz Jams pod shows are profound and powerful in their propensity to perfectly portray the personification of jazz through the medium of sound. We're glad you came around as we lay the ground for the new technology we found to bring you jazz through the medium of sound.
Hey everybody, welcome to my promo for PortlandJazzJams.com. You can check out the pod show at podshow.portlandjazzjams.com for the hippest, the coolest, the grooviest, the swinginest live jazz jam sessions from the local area and beyond, interviews with hot artists, Q&A sessions, instructional materials, and so much more. Come and check out the website. And check out the pod show. Let us know what you think. Thanks, Adam.
No, thank you. Loving the show, my friend. Time now for some old school culture on the Podfinder. Past and Present introduces a different view of the restored 18th century capital of Williamsburg, Virginia. I'm talking about Colonial Williamsburg. This first in a series of themed podcasts behind the scenes explores what life is like for the people who live in the 21st century but work in the 18th century there. In this clip, we meet apprentice cooper Marshall Sheets, who discusses the art and science of making barrels out of wood and keeping them from leaking.
Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present. The stuff is new and you won't hear it anyplace else. This is Behind the Scenes, where we let you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. This time, I'm asking Marshall Sheets and Apprentice Cooper. And the first thing you ask is, what is an Apprentice Cooper?
Well, Lloyd, an Apprentice Cooper is basically someone who is learning the trade of coopering, of cooperage, of being a cooper, from a master cooper, someone who's practiced the trade for years, perhaps their entire life, actually. And so I'm a student, and I practice each and every day, well, I guess 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, learning from the master of the trade how to make basically barrels, wooden buckets, wooden barrels, butter churns, tubs, any kind of round, conical, wooden container that's composed of vertical slats that make up the walls of the container, and then they're held together by hoops or bands, which are hammered down onto the container. That's an apprentice cooper. That's what an apprentice cooper is.
Okay, now that you know how to do that, mm-hmm. tell me, how do you do it? I mean, how do you make a barrel? They're staves, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you keep it from leaking?
How do we make a barrel? How do we keep it from leaking? Yeah. The I guess the real key is experience, mm-hmm. practice. When I first started off, my first day, I remember very clearly. The master didn't give me a pile of wood and say, "Here you go, make a bucket." He said, yeah, "I started off basically doing very simple skills: carving a piece of wood, carving the back of the stave. Really, the key is being able to shape a piece of wood, multiple pieces of wood, to fit so closely together, using a variety of tools: knives, saws, axes, planes, scrapers, routers, any variety of wooden tools to shape a number of pieces of wood to fit so closely together that when you actually hammer the hoops down onto the wide end of the container, the tension will close up those joints close enough or tight enough so that water simply can't leak out."
So now all we need is Tim the Tool Man to do a podcast, and we're all set. And you know, I often tell people that there's a podcast for every topic imaginable, from automobiles to wine. And this week I want to introduce you to one of my favorite examples. Winecast was launched on December 19th, 2004, and is the first of several wine and food podcasts. Now, this show is hosted by Tim Elliott, a tech marketer, adjunct professor of marketing, and longtime wine lover. Each week, one or two podcasts are produced that focus on a wine region or grape variety with tasting notes for these wines, along with wine product reviews, tasting tips, and other wine-related subjects.
Carneros has become an increasingly popular growing area for both Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, about one-third of which is made into sparkling wine. Small amounts of Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot are also grown here. The soils of the Carneros are thin, and there's little rainfall when compared to Napa and Sonoma valleys. This cool climate produces wines that are high in acidity, and grapes often struggle to fully ripen. Near perfect conditions for Burgundian varieties, and this was one of the first areas known for Pinot Noir in California. The area does have a long history of viticulture dating back to the early 19th century. Along with raising sheep and cattle, grapes, pears, plums, apples, and apricots were cultivated by early settlers. In the late 1830s, Jacob Lees planted a small vineyard and continued to plant vines for the next 20 years. In the mid-1850s, William Winter of Indiana purchased 1,200 acres of this vineyard from Lees, and by the early 1870s had one of the largest vineyard holdings in the area, and had built the first winery in the Carneros, Winter Winery. The Winter Winery was sold in 1881 to James Simonton, who changed the name to Talcoa Vineyards. Simonton became the first to experiment scientifically to find phylloxera-resistant rootstock, which of course at that time was a horrible problem in both California and in France. While the wine industry thrived in Carneros in the mid-1800s, it came to a grinding halt right after the turn of the century. The combination of phylloxera in the late 1870s and 1880s, coupled with prohibition that started in 1919, virtually destroyed the wine industry here. Both Bulla Vineyard, or BV, and Louis M. Martini had vineyards in the Carneros in the 1930s, but it wasn't until Carneros Creek Winery in 1972 signaled a new era of development that rapidly expanded into the 1980s and 1990s. I tasted at Acacia Vineyard and Domaine Carneros, focusing mainly on the Pinot Noirs made there. So let's get into the tasting notes. The first wine is from Acacia Vineyard. It's their Pinot Noir Carneros 2003, which sells for $25, but it's often found on sale for less than $20. It's ruby in color with a fresh cherry nose, has blueberry and raspberry flavors with some toasty oak. It's drinking very well now, and I scored this a very good 8.5 out of 10.
Please do not listen to this show while driving or operating heavy machinery. The Winecast, a podcast every pro and amateur wine aficionado has to subscribe to. Just click on the picture in iTunes to do just that. And the Ken and Squibb Show was created in October of 2004. It's a bi-coastal comedy podcast featuring Kenster J and Cindy C, a.k.a. Squipper or The Squip. Seat of the Pants Banter is the name of the game for their show. It's news, gossip, technology, new music, and sex. A cornucopia of some, all, or none of the above. Listen in as Ken and Squibb talk about the week's most important news items.
In Japan, a cat picked the wrong place to relieve himself, sparking a disastrous house fire.
I got one for you. Let me stick this one in.
Okay.
It's under the heading of, "Come on, baby, light my fire."
All right.
In
Come on,
Grants
baby.
Pass, Bring Oregon.
Well, that's where we're going. That we're going right down by there next weekend. I'll be there.
Well, in Grants Pass, Oregon,
yes.
A 38-year-old man set himself on fire before getting down on one knee and asking his girlfriend to marry him. And he did it to prove his love.
He set Honey, himself on fire?
Honey, you make me hot, he told his sweetheart. I hope I'm getting the point across that I'm on fire for you.
Is he in the hospital?
He emerged unscathed.
Well, President Bush was knocked off his bike in Scotland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was on one of those little bike rides that he goes on while all hell's breaking loose somewhere else in the world, or he's riding a bike.
He doesn't seem to do too well on the bike.
Well, I don't know how many times he's fallen off before.
This is like the third time. I mean, but remember, this is the same person who choked on a pretzel.
Well, he collided with a local police officer and fell quite hard during a bike ride in the grounds of the Glen Eagles Golf Resort during that meeting of world leaders that occurred a week or so ago.
Right.
Suffering minor scrapes, the White House physician who was in attendance with him at the time, apparently the physician is traveling by golf cart right behind the bikes. In the event of such a disaster, the officer was on security detail, is a member of the police department of Strathclyde, a nearby town, and is also an apparent fan of something called the Ken and Squibb Show.
Podcasting potentially dangerous to your health. I love it. And that'll do it for this week's edition of the Podfinder podcast. Next week, we'll dive headfirst into the podosphere again for you with your weekly audio guide to the podcast universe. If you haven't already subscribed to the Podfinder, just click on the pic in your iTunes to have it automatically delivered to your iPod every week the minute a new show is released. Until next week, I'm Adam Curry for iTunes and the Pod Show Podcast Network, inviting you to enjoy the power of subscription and experience the unexpected on the Podfinder.